forbearance and determination in trusting Allah. A person who encounters various incidents throughout his life is constantly being tested by them. Through these incidents, a person displays his faith, submission and closeness to Allah, who grants this life and countless blessings. A person's lower self wants everything to be in perfect order. However, as a requisite of the trial of this world, numerous things do not proceed as expected. While wanting circumstances to be favorable, things may well take a turn that seem unfavorable at first sight. In such a circumstance, what befalls a believer is to be aware that, just as it's the case for every second of one's life, there is good in everything. One needs to remember that everything a person expects to happen may not turn out to be good for him. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah relates that what a human assumes to be good may be evil, while what he assumes to be evil may be good. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. It may be that you hate something when it is good for you, and it may be that you love something when it is bad for you. Allah knows and you do not know. Surah Al-Baqarah 216. No matter how a person strives to take measures against such circumstances that one considers as a problem at first sight, he sometimes cannot help to face them. That is simply because every happening, including the slightest detail of one's life, is a component of the destiny Allah predetermines for a person. A person can see the way how the destiny predetermined by Allah proceeds and its consequences only in time. Allah's preordination is the most auspicious one. Unaware of what lies underneath, a person who interprets the events solely from their outward appearance may be deluded to think how things have taken such a turn while everything was, according to him, proceeding in its way. With a concerned, apprehensive outlook that is distant and distrustful to Allah, he reacts to incidents almost behind the veil of heedlessness without exercising his wisdom and conscience. A person of faith who befriends Allah and wholeheartedly puts his trust in Him, on the other hand, considers the hidden aspect of an event. He knows that nothing can occur other than what is destined for him by Allah. He conducts himself in the awareness that everything proceeds under the sway of Allah. In the Surah Yunus, it is related that everything Allah knows everything. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. You do not engage in any matter or recite any of the Quran or do any action without our witnessing you while you are occupied with it. Not even the smallest fact eludes your Lord, either on earth or in heaven. Nor is there anything smaller than that or larger which is not in a clear book. Surah Yunus 61. A person of pure mind who evaluates every single moment of his life in the light of the Quran with his faith, wisdom and conscience has faith that Allah, our true helper and friend, creates everything with goodness no matter how difficult circumstances may seem. He also knows that Allah certainly protects him and thus puts his trust in him. He knows that being patient and putting trust in Allah in a situation that seems most difficult will absolutely earn him great rewards in Allah's sight and his administration, provided that he remains distant to fears, that is to say, distrust in Allah. Though he, himself, is unable to grasp, he shows patience believing by heart that Allah knows what the most auspicious is. One may not see the immediate results of this attitude in this world, but he believes that Allah, his sole friend, will absolutely give the best rewards in the hereafter and that he will earn Allah's administration and approval. He has faith that, even insignificant, anything he does solely to earn Allah's approval will not remain unrewarded and that Allah will be aware of it and never forget it. Indeed, in the Quran, Allah states that in the hereafter, He will reward every deed, though it may be the size of a mustard seed. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. We will set up the just balance on the day of rising, and no self will be wronged in any way. Even if it is no more than the weight of a grain of mustard seed, we will produce it. We are sufficient as a reckoner. Surah Al-Anbiya 47. Consequently, negative spiritual reactions shown in the face of incidents such as panic, affliction, despair or believing to be wronged by others are only ways to wrong oneself. These are also states of mind incompatible with the Quran that a person of profound faith never experiences. That is because only Allah, who is aware of everything, brings about a deed. If Allah wills something, it is non-realization or a chance in, it is impossible, unless otherwise willed against by Him. Apart from that, for a person who befriends Allah, Allah changes every incident to something auspicious. He creates something good that he never expects. If Allah wills something auspicious, even if the entire world joins its forces, no one can intervene or prevent it. The goodness, beauty, love, respect and protection that Allah wills for that sincere person absolutely manifests for that person. In the Quran, Allah relates that nothing happens unless otherwise willed by Him. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, who is going to shield you from Allah if He desires evil for you or desires mercy for you? They will find no one to protect or help them besides Allah. Surah Al-Ahzab 17. If Allah helps you, no one can vanquish you. If He forsakes you, who can help you after that? So the Mu'minins should put their trust in Allah. Surah Al-Imran 160. If Allah afflicts you with harm, no one can remove it except Him. If He desires good for you, no one can avert His favor. He bestows it on whichever of His slaves He wills. He is ever forgiving, most merciful. Surah Yunus 107. A person of faith should always keep in mind that no one expects Allah can have any intervention in any event. This remembering this fact drifts one into heedlessness. Satan may delude people into thinking that events proceed on its own, that people intervene events by themselves and mislead the events. However, this is utterly an inculcation of Satan which breaks one's spirit and prevents him from assessing events with a sound mind. However, if Allah wills something good, there is no one who can hinder it. For this reason, what befalls a Muslim is never to swerve from trusting in Allah all through his life. He needs to display a precise determination and patience. He acts with the awareness that what befalls him are only trials to make him deserve the garden. In return for the perseverance he displays, he expects to live in the garden for all eternity as a person who has earned Allah's love and good consent. For this reason, a person of faith persists in forbearance and putting trust in Allah until that comes to him.